Psalm 19, a dearly beloved psalm, preached on a lot in the body of Christ, Psalm 19. And in the King James, well, first let me tell you what Wilmington says about this. Silent, written, and spoken witnesses. In verse 1 through 6, David expressed wonder at how the sun, moon, and stars bear witness to the awesome glory of God. It's a beautiful portrayal. He just gets carried up in describing how these elements tell us about God. Even more wonderful, however, is God's revealed word, which is to be savored more than gold or tasty food. David prayed that his study of God's law would keep him from sin, so that he too would be a suitable witness to his Lord. I like Wilmington. I like the way his commentaries describe what the psalmists and what the writers of the Bible are saying. So in King James, you're very familiar with it. It says, and I'm reading just verses 7 through 14. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. Do any of you have trouble reading a psalm when you've sung it? You know, it's a chorus, and I want to start singing it, but I'll spare you. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I love it. I love that psalm. I always have. But I saw it with new eyes when I read it out of the Message Bible. Whoa, baby! The revelation of God is whole and pulls our lives together. The signposts of God are clear and point out the right road. The life maps of God are right, showing the way to joy. The directions of God are plain and easy on the eyes. God's reputation is 24 karat gold with a lifetime guarantee. The decisions of God are accurate down to the nth degree. God's word is better than a diamond, better than diamonds set between emeralds. You'll like it better than strawberries in spring, better than red ripe strawberries. Well, that's like kind of like honey from the honeycomb, right? But since we don't have honeycombs today, that's a pretty good comparison. Ripe strawberries, yum. There's more. God's word warns us of danger and directs us to hidden treasure. Otherwise, how will we find our way? Or no, when we play the fool. Clean the slate, God, so we can start the day fresh. Keep me from stupid sins.
Amen.
That's what King James called presumptuous sins. From thinking I can take over your work. Then I can start this day sunwashed, scrubbed clean of the grime of sin. These are the words in my mouth. These are what I chew on and pray. Accept them when I place them on the morning altar. O God, my altar rock, God, priest of my altar. Amen. Let's stand and let's say it from the Message Bible together, and let's say it with conviction. Do you believe it?
You bet.
I do. We're starting the day fresh, and I love it. The revelation of God is whole and pulls our lives together. The signposts of God are clear and point out the right road. The life maps of God are right, showing the way to joy. The directions of God are plain and easy on the eyes. God's reputation is 24 karat gold with a lifetime guarantee. the decisions of God are accurate down to the nth degree. God's word is better than a diamond. Better than a diamond set between emeralds. You'll like it better than strawberries in spring. Better than red ripe strawberries. There's more. God's word warns us of danger and directs us to hidden treasure. Otherwise, how will we find our way or know when we play the fool? Clean the slate, God, so we can start the day fresh. Keep me from stupid sins, from thinking I can take over your work. Then I can start this day sun-washed, scrubbed clean of the grime of sin. These are the words in my mouth. These are what I chew on and pray. Accept them when I place them on the morning altar. O God, my altar rock. God, priest of my altar. Wow. Can we celebrate that?
You bet. Let's do
Amen.
It.
Amen. Let's do it.